This morning's reading comes to us from the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, 19 through 22. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling where God lives by his Spirit. So we're in the middle of our Lenten series, The Journey to I Am, and wow, what a journey it has been. Last week, we decided to hold our service, even when many others were not, and we streamed for the first time in a while. I was on vacation with family in Miami, and Reverend Stephanie Toon took to the pulpit. Thank you, Steph. This week, I am back, thank goodness. And while I'm not technically at the pulpit, I'm here, and I hope you are too. I was thinking, even though we aren't physically with each other, we could do a talk back like we used to after the service to process the sermon, and this setting might even be better for that. So I encourage you to please make a comment, send an email, a message, a text, or just call me up. Let's continue this conversation with the sermon being just the launch pad to engage in conversation. And I just want to remind you that all of our sermons are available in audio podcast through our website, ocfairviewchurch.org. So you can catch up on this series while you're home and pretty much listen to every sermon I've ever preached for the last nearly 14 years, you know, if you're looking for something to do. Got a lot of time on your hands, right? So our Lenten series, The Journey to I Am, invites us to explore our faith, our theological and Christological beliefs, and how we see God working in our lives. It is born out of a conversation between pastor and parishioner as we talk about those big questions in life. It isn't often that we ask those big questions, though I did not know it when I planned this series. It just so happens that this is one of those times. Never in my life could I have imagined our lives would look like this. I spoke with one of our members, Wayne, on Friday, and we talked about how isolating this is. How in all of his life, nearly 72 years, he had never experienced anything like it either. Everything has been uprooted. We are told that we must stay home, that this virus is likely to infect 56% of us or more. The death rates for the elderly and the immunocompromised are staggering. I think we're all a little bit in denial because to fully grapple with the reality of what is upon us might just blow our minds. And yet some of us are already feeling that anxiety. Worldwide, there is grief and fear, and we're told to prepare ourselves because every one of us will know someone who has the virus, and every one of us will know someone affected by the death of a loved one from it. It is frightening. These are scary times. But it is in times like this, where we are forced to think of our own mortality, that we contemplate God, that we ask ourselves, where is God in our lives and our world right now? And where do we think God is? What is our own theological perspectives? One, of course, sees that God is a superhero, and those folks are just waiting for God to swoop in and save them. Another similar or overlapping perspective sees this all as God's plan, that God somehow wants this to happen in order to teach us a lesson or cull the earth from overpopulation. Others see God as absent from our world and our lives. What kind of God would want something like a worldwide pandemic to strike fear and hysteria, causing us so much pain, death, grief? So that God must be absent, they conclude. Or even as some decide, non-existent. So God is either ignoring us, punishing us, absent from us, or dead. Troubling. And yet these do not represent the totality of theological possibilities. I'll return to the first Sunday of Lent when we explored the Hebrew story in the book of Exodus, where Moses discovers a burning bush and a voice that declared, "I am." Rather than giving a specific answer, a name which Moses was looking for, God simply stated, "I am who I am. Tell them I am sent you." But human beings, being human beings, just were not comfortable with the ambiguity of that statement. Instead of recognizing that God is the unnameable, indescribable, ineffable, never fully knowable, we failed to understand the purpose of the Tetragrammaton, that word that symbolized the name for God, and let that word become like God to us. We thought we could capture this God, name it, own it, and domesticate it. And I guess we figured we could then make God do our bidding. And yet the very simple yet oh so complex statement of "I am" implies that God is. And if God is, we can add then those two important little words. God is with us. And that's what we Christians celebrate on Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with us. This leads us to our second week of Lent as we contemplated Jesus and his role, life, and divinity. Listen again if you need to, because articulating a Christology is particularly important for every Christian to be able to do for themselves. The traditional and quick assertion of Jesus as the I am is what we get out of the Gospel of John. And while I might come to that same conclusion, it is not the assertion alone that matters. It is, you might guess, the journey to get there and the implications of that statement after peeling the onion. So you've got nothing but time on your hands. Go listen to that sermon once more, and together we can affirm he is I am. Last week, our guest preacher, Reverend Stephanie, followed up with the previous week's Gospel of John statement out of Jesus' mouth of "I am the light of the world" with Matthew's Jesus proclamation, "You are the light of the world." Each of us is imbued with the light. That light lives in us. So this week, we take it to the next level from last week's "You are I am" to "We are I am." A very slight distinction, and yet an important one, because as individuals, we can reflect God's light. We can tap into the I am within us and experience that in a deeply personal way. But this week, rather than focusing on God in us as individuals, I want to focus on how the I am is in us, plural, in community, that we are I am when we are we. Us. Now, when I envisioned this series, I certainly thought that I'd be preaching this when we were all together in a room, and not just any room, but our sanctuary, God's house, so that I could literally illustrate the we by sweeping my arm before you, and each of us could visually see one another and recognize how we together represent the body of Christ, and thus the embodiment of I am in community. Well, circumstances being what they are, I can't just sweep my hands across the sanctuary to illustrate we. We are not all in the same room right now. We're not in our familiar spot in the pews. You're probably watching at home on the couch or maybe in bed, or you might even be listening this on the phone or with our new Dial-A sermon or our podcast. So I lament that I cannot look you in the eye and visually see the we among us. On Thursday, even though I knew that I'd probably be alone, I still thought I would be preaching in our church, in God's house. Moderator Mike Karakas and I agreed that it would be comforting to see me at the pulpit. But on Thursday night, the governor of California said I was non-essential. And that meant that even if I went by myself, I could not preach my sermon in our sanctuary, in, quote, God's house. My colleagues and I spent the next day and a half trying to figure out if there was any way around this. But we all came to the same conclusion. We'd be preaching from home. God's house is closed. So all of us are trying to figure out how to do church when we aren't at church. So the more I think about this morning's word, I realize it could not have come at a better time. Because as our scripture declares, we are members of God's family. So, you know, we are related by God, in God, through God. We are of God. And together, we are God's house. We knew it wasn't a physical place. But up until this moment, we always gathered in one physical place and called it church. Yet today, we gather in all the different places and do church and become church. Because we are God's house. Therefore, God lives in us. And we as a community of individuals come together to create God's house, or as to use Paul's words, be the body of Christ. Which if you'll remember from week 2 of our Lenten series, we become a part of the cosmic Christ. And the cosmic Christ is embodied in Jesus, but bigger than Jesus, as a part of God that makes all of us a part of the cosmic Christ, a part of God. Now, we can lament that we don't get to hug each other this morning. I do. But at the same time, I'm rejoicing because over the last week or more, I have witnessed God in action when we have embraced I am in us. This is our time to shine. Sure, we aren't meeting on Sunday mornings, but the truth is, that was never what made us church. That was never what made us the body of Christ or members of God's family. The ritual is important. The songs move us and connect us. The sermon inspires us, challenges us, invites us to think about God in our lives, I hope. But it's not about the songs or the sermon. Sitting in that beloved building does not make church. If we ever thought that Fairview Community Church was the building that exists on the corner of Fair and Fairview, then the coronavirus actually has done us a favor. It's hard to believe I'm saying that about this virus, but the reality is I've been seeing something extraordinary happen over the last few days, something you've likely seen and felt too. My eyes have been opened to a new reality, which is actually a very old reality, and is in fact the very reality that the writer of Ephesians tried to tell those early Christians so long ago. The house of God is not a building. It is the people of God. Because God is in the people. We are carefully joined together in Christ and become a holy temple for the Lord where God lives in spirit. Because we become the holy temple, the holy house of God, and God's spirit lives in us. We are I am. This is really radical stuff, and yet I didn't just make it up. It's actually the core of who we are and what we are together. Perhaps even the purpose of our faith, the very thing that Jesus sought to teach us, and we as a religion failed to understand when we made it all about him, because he was trying to make it about us. Remember last week when he told us, "You are the light of the world? The light is in us." And when we individually tap into that light, we can experience personal healing beyond any cure or vaccine could ever provide. When we experience it communally, God is at work in the body of Christ. And I have never been as aware of it as I have this week. God is at work. God's house is not closed. Church has not been canceled or postponed. Church is happening. God's house is not a building. It is a body. And we are the body. We are the temple. Assunta and Adam delivered groceries to Suzanne. My husband picked up her prescriptions and some food for her while I worked at home with our kids. Elena knew that my family didn't have any food in our house and picked us up some groceries when we flew back in from Miami. Nora gave me some Ensure to deliver to Linda because she had some of it, and that's one of those hard-to-find items. We have a whole team of people who are willing to respond with love and groceries to any who need it, so if you are someone who needs it, please, please let us know. Text me, call me, email me. Because the body of Christ is on the move. The house of God just bust open. Look, these are scary times. I'm not going to lie to you. But these are also beautiful times. These are God-filled moments when God reveals the Spirit among us and in us in powerful and profound ways. This is our time to shine, church. This is our time to shine. So wherever you are, I know we are together, living in the shelter of love, the house of God, connected in this holy temple, shining the light, creating the peace, and living the love. I am in us. We are I am. Amen.